بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, Alhamdulillah, in tonight's Taraweeh we completed the 17th juz, which begins with Surah Al-Anbiya. And the reason the surah is called Surah Al-Anbiya is that various different incidents of different Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam are recorded in the surah, which comes in the latter part of the surah. But in the opening few verses, especially the first quarter of the 17th juz, we find the theme that is mentioned in this particular surah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to the fact that each and every person will have to leave this world. Each person will have to reach the hereafter, the day of Qiyamah, and will have to take account for his actions, whatever deeds he did in this world. The first three verses are mentioned in this regard. The first verse, which is the opening verse of the surah, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ. Allah says the time for hisab, for accountability, has come very close for the people. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ. Whilst they are in a state of ghaflat, a state of heedlessness, مُعْرِضُونَ, turning away from the reminder and the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further Allah explains, مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ مُحْدَثٍ إِلَّا اسْتَمَعُوهُ وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ لَاهِيَةً قُلُوبُهُمْ. That no new reminder comes to them from their Rabb. And this refers to the verses of Quran that were being revealed at that time. Each few days or few weeks, a new verse would come reminding them of the nations of the past, the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the day of Qiyamah. So Allah says, no new reminder comes to them from their Rabb. إِلَّا اسْتَمَعُوهُ وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. Except that they listen to it, they hear it, because they are in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But because of their nifaq, hypocrisy, وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. Their condition while they are listening to these verses is that they are not serious, they are not taking it seriously, they are playing, they are joking with one another. لَاهِيَةً قُلُوبُهُمْ. Whilst their hearts are preoccupied, they are worried about their dunya, they are worried about their businesses, about their shops, about their trade, and they don't take heed of these reminders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first verse, the opening verse of Surah Al-Anbiya, that already reminds a person that the time for hisab, accountability, is close, and each person will have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you find, despite this being mentioned, a person may think to himself that even though hisab is a reality, qiyamah is a reality, but when a person, everything is going for him in this world, he's got health, he's got strength on his side, he's got wealth with him, then sometimes a person feels as though, I am not going to leave this world. My life will continue forever. And although hisab is a reality, I may not stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to clarify this, a few pages later, Allah addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the second verse, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ. Allah says, we have not given any human being before you immortality. There was no one from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam till Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who was immortal. أَفَإِن مِتَّ فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ. So, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you are going to leave this world, how is it possible that they are going to live forever? And further Allah then says, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul will drink from the cup of death. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. And we will test you in this worldly life. Sometimes conditions of adversity, sometimes conditions of prosperity. فِتْنَةً. Allah says both these conditions, adversity and prosperity, are fitna, a trial, a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ultimate belief that a person should have, or consciousness that a person should have, وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ, is you will eventually be returned to us. So this is the second verse which deals with the hereafter, with death. But despite this, we find that even though a person hears of death, how many janazas we attend, how many funeral messages we receive, yet a person may still be deluded in thinking that although I may leave this world, I may stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but just like in this world, as I can hide certain things, certain affairs of mine, perhaps in the hereafter also I'll be able to hide. I'll be able to conceal certain affairs of mine, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not then take me to task for this. So the third verse is then revealed, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. Allah says that we will place the scales of justice on the day of Qiyamah, and no soul, no human being will be oppressed in any way. وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا. Whatever deed a person did in this worldly life, whether it's good, whether it's evil, Allah says, even if it is the extent or the size of a seed of mustard, something insignificant, something small, something which you thought was trivial, Atayna biha. Allah says, we will produce every single action on the day of Qiyamah. Wakafa bina hasibin. And leave the hisab to us. We will record it and we will once again produce it on the day of Qiyamah. So these three verses are brought in the opening few pages of this particular surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that throughout our journey in this worldly life, our gaze should be on the hereafter. Every person will have to leave this world and every person will have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and give account for the deeds that he did in this world. Thereafter, in the second portion of the surah, various incidents of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are mentioned. The story of Ibrahim alayhi salam is mentioned in detail, how he advised his people against the worshipping of idols. Eventually he broke the idol that they used to worship. They came back, there was an entire discussion that took place. Eventually they prepare a fire for him. They throw Ibrahim alayhi salam into this fire, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assists him and makes that fire cool and peaceful for him. So this entire incident is mentioned. Thereafter, the incident of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, which we discussed the other night, this is also mentioned. The story of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the father and son who were both Anbiya, Dawood and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And in particular, one incident which shows the favor that Allah had bestowed upon these two individuals, where Allah gave them abundant knowledge and wisdom. Allah had given these two Anbiya particularly great understanding, insight, wisdom into different affairs and matters. On one occasion, two individuals come to Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, idh yahkumani fil harth. One person says to him, O Dawood, some incident has taken place. I am the owner of a farm, and this farm has many crops. The crops were ripe, they were ready for harvesting. A lot of effort and time went into looking after this particular farm. And this friend of mine, he has many livestock, many cattle. When nightfall came, these cattle managed to gain entry into my farm, and they completely destroyed all the crops. They ate up whatever was there, and now I am left with nothing. All my hard work is gone down the drain. So, O Dawood, what do you see as the solution to this problem? What should he do to repay me? Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, he thinks about it, and he passes judgment that the person who owns the livestock should give his livestock over to the owner of the farm. And in this way, they settle the dispute. As these two people leave the majlis, the court of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, they meet his son Sulaiman alayhi salam outside. Sulaiman alayhi salam asks them, what was the incident that took place? They relate the entire incident to him. He then asks them, what ruling did my father pass? So they tell him, your father has said that this person should hand over all of his cattle to the other person. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam goes and addresses his father and he says, oh my father, if I was the one in charge of this particular situation, I would have passed a different judgment. Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, despite being the father, despite being a Nabi of Allah, he is open to correction. He is willing to listen to another view. So he asks his son, what judgment will you pass? Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam then gives a solution. He says that the owner of the farm should be given the cattle for a temporary period of time. He should get these cattle in his care. He will then be able to milk them, use the milk. And in this time, the other person should tend to the farm. He should once again plant the seeds, water the crops, and restore it to its original condition. When this is done, when these crops are now once again ready for harvesting, then he should hand over the farm to the owner, and he can then reclaim his cattle and take them back. In this way, there is no permanent loss for either party. Allah then says, فَفَهَّمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ, that this incident shows the deep understanding, wisdom and insight that we granted to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. وَكُلًّا آتَيْنَا حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا, but we gave both of them, Dawood and Sulaiman, deep wisdom, deep knowledge. So this is the incident of Dawood and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Thereafter comes the incident of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, famous incident. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam would advise his people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the time came where they continued to disobey, they continued to reject his invitation to tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam that if your people continue to reject, then a time is going to come very soon where my punishment will come down upon them. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam makes an error in judgment, and he thinks or feels that the punishment of Allah is going to come immediately. Therefore, he makes the decision to leave that particular town. He gathers his belongings and he leaves. This was not the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wanted him to persevere and continue. So Allah decides to test him, and we find that this is a principle that is found throughout Quran and Ahadith, that the closer a person is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then even on small errors of judgment, Allah will test the person. This is to raise his status, to make him closer in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا. Remember when Yunus alayhi salam left his town in a state of rage, anger, that his people are rejecting him. فَظَنَّ أَلَّن نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ. And he thought that we are not going to make things difficult for him. He felt as though he was obeying the command of Allah. But nevertheless, because of this error in judgment, the entire incident is mentioned in another verse where finally he boards a ship. And because that ship is now, there are too many passengers, they draw lots and they decide that one person will have to jump overboard in order to prevent the entire boat from sinking. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam's name is drawn and he is forced to jump into the sea. There he is swallowed by a very large fish. And now he is in this predicament, in this situation. He is in the darkness. One is the darkness of the night. Second is the darkness of the sea, the waves, the darkness of the belly of that fish. Allah says, fi dhulumat, different layers of darkness, where perhaps if the entire world had to be questioned, that is there any salvation for him? Is there any way he will be able to protect himself? The answer would be resounding that no, there's no way he'll be able to protect and preserve his life. But at this point in time, he calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Mufassirin explain that there are two portions to this particular dua. One is where he acknowledges the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illa ant. Oh Allah, there is no deity, no being worthy of worship besides you. Subhanak, you are free from faults, from defects, from flaws. I am full of weaknesses, I am full of errors, I am full of mistakes. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. And the second portion where he acknowledges his own error, that I have oppressed myself. Of course, this is a Nabi of Allah. For him it was just an error of judgment. But the same dua you and I can recite, La ilaha illa ant. O Allah, I acknowledge your power. I acknowledge your strength. I acknowledge your authority over me. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I have made many mistakes in my life. I have slipped up. I have made errors. Once he does this, he acknowledges his own error, his own fault, and he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the response? فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِ. Allah says, immediately we responded to him, and we delivered him from that predicament that he was in. But more than this, Allah goes on to say, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Just as we saved Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, a situation which seemed to be impossible, that he would gain salvation, Allah delivers him, Allah takes him safely to land and saves his life. Allah says, in the same way, nunjil mu'minin. Any believer till the day of Qiyamah who will adopt these two qualities, he will acknowledge the power, the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will acknowledge his own fault and his weakness. He will humble himself before Allah. He will cry and make dua to Allah. Allah says, just as we saved Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, we will also save every believer who adopts this dua or these two qualities. Whatever difficulty a person may be in, whatever predicament, whether it's financial, whether it's physical, some illness, some sickness, whatever it may be, each and every one of us know the difficulties that we are going through, whatever problems we may have, things that keep us awake at night, this is the solution Allah has given us. La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Allah's promise is that He will also deliver us and remove whatever affliction, whatever calamity has befallen us. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.